she's made a decision that it's in the public interest for the judge to issue the temporary restraining order for several reasons. So one reason is she thinks that it's important that these issues about the legitimacy of the sale be thoroughly examined and investigated by her, and she has not completed that investigation. But more importantly, she made in that recommendation to the court, she made several statements about what the law is in this particular area, which I think are extremely helpful to our position. I mean, for instance, she determined that any of the gifts of art that were received by the Athenaeum, as opposed to the museum, of which were 19 of the 40 pieces of art that the museum wanted to sell, could not be sold because they were required to be, they're restricted to be kept in the town of city of Pittsfield. She also made other observations about the way the museum had gone about deciding to deaccession the art, which she felt violated or may violate certain museum protocols, that cast grave doubt on whether the Rockwells could be sold because of the Rockwell relationship with the museum and his understanding of what the permanent collection of the museum was. So several things in her decision are extremely supportive of our position. The net effect of this, however, is to ask the judge to stop the sale from going forward, because these are important legal issues that have to be investigated, which is exactly what we said.
So what is the next step exactly? I know that on Wednesday, November 1st, there is a hearing for another lawsuit that is currently in action against the Berkshire Museum from residents and members of the Berkshire Museum. And this is a separate one altogether, but where does this suit fit
into
the
mix? Well, they're now, first of all, our lawsuit, which was the first one filed in Berkshire County, involves people other than the Rockwells, in other words, people who are citizens of Berkshire County and also believe they had an interest in seeing the art sale stop. The other lawsuit was originally filed in Suffolk County. It originally was in Suffolk, and today the judge in Berkshire County ordered that that lawsuit be consolidated with our lawsuit because basically it raises the same or many of the same issues that our lawsuit has raised. So what's next? There will be a scheduled hearing in the Berkshire Superior Court at 11 o'clock on Wednesday. At that time, we and the Attorney General will ask the judge to issue the restraining order that the Attorney General said she would support. It's the one we requested of the court several weeks ago. And the judge hopefully will enter that order, and then there'll be the sale will not occur as Sotheby's had scheduled it, and then there will be further proceedings before the court later on.
What are some of those future proceedings if this is granted?
Well, typically after a temporary restraining order is granted, the next step from our point of view is to ask for a preliminary injunction, which just means a further order from the court, but it's after the court considers evidence, sometimes testimony. We have a further opportunity to brief the significant legal issues that are involved in this case. And so in a typical case, after a restraining order is issues, the judge sets down the matter for a hearing on a preliminary injunction, which often can be 60 days, 90 days, or even longer from the date the temporary restraining order is issued.